Facebook.com/Alex.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
You're back with us, America, on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com if you want to check out the website. Folks, we're going to start off right away by asking a few questions. Now, many of you interacted yesterday. We had calls from all over the country, Tennessee, Missouri, and I can't recall the other state, actually. But there was another state as well. So I know that a liberty is alive and well throughout the United States of America. These questions are going to pertain to the Constitution. I'm going to keep proclaiming the Constitution from the housetops until it becomes second nature to you all. Now, what is second nature? Well, your first nature is you're a human being. Your second nature is going to be that you are a citizen of the United States, blessed by God, a child of God, who has inherited liberty from his Creator. And in your second nature, you're going to understand what the government's job is to do and how to protect that liberty. And you're going to know it like the back of your hand. Now, I'm going to ask three questions here, and we're going to have three topics on three different issues with the Constitution, three different amendments. Number one, and you can jot these down too, and if you know the answer to any of these questions, I'm going to give you that opportunity. The first question is, what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? What was drafted first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? Okay. Secondly, we're going to talk about some of the Bill of Rights. What does the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights deal with? What topic? Because we have some stuff that's going on right now in the general public in the United States that deals with that First Amendment, and we're going to address that issue. And whoever can call me and tell me what the First Amendment discusses in the Bill of Rights, First Amendment to the Constitution, then we're going to hit that vein. And as always, folks, we have a variety of stuff that the Sons of Liberty want to share with you. We have books, CDs, we have a multitude of DVDs and different content that we want to share with you as those that call in. So first, what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? What was created first? Secondly, what is the First Amendment? What does it deal with? You don't have to quote it chapter and verse. I'll do that for you, but at least give me the basic topics and issues that the First Amendment deals with. Also, the Second Amendment. What are the topics and issues that the Second Amendment talks about? And also the Fourth Amendment. What is the Fourth Amendment? What does that have to deal with? your Fourth Amendment, folks. You're all Americans. These all apply to you. You must know them. If you don't know them, you get online right now. We need to discuss these topics. These apply to you, and they protect your liberties. Remember, this needs to be second nature. First nature is you're alive. You were created by your Creator with certain unalienable rights. Your second nature should be you need to protect those rights. How do we protect them? What came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? What does the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or the Fourth Amendment address? And only give me one of them, because yesterday we had quite a few people calling in, and I want to be able to give everybody an opportunity to answer a question. So, now you're waiting for that phone number. Get your pens ready. The phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Call into the Sons of Liberty. Tell me what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Explain to me as best as you can what the First Amendment encompasses, the Second Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment. Just one of those three. I don't need you to tell me all three of them, just one of them. And I'm going to move on. Now, I want to apply Scripture because we all understand that we are created, which denotes there is a Creator. And that Creator created us with unalienable rights. Life, liberty, property, the Declaration of Independence. We acknowledge that. It's one of our organic laws here in the United States of America. Some people say, well, we're not governed by the Declaration of Independence. That document explains the why we need a new form of government. Okay, so now we're at the why. We've proven that we do need a new form of government, our founders, our framers, through the Declaration of Independence. And it lays the philosophy, it lays the understanding as to what government should be, because at that particular time, the king was not obeying in his proper realm or jurisdiction of governing a free people. So then we created the what? What? What comes after the why? What? The Constitution. That was our form. That was our structure of government. The Declaration is equally important to our government as the what? The Constitution. The Declaration explains why we needed a Constitution. It gives the premise, the parameters. It explains where our rights come from, etc. There would be no Constitution if there was not a Declaration of Independence. It says in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, the book of the law given to Moses, moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men. This was a topic that sermons were preached on. Every year there was an election cycle. Preachers would get out there and preach to the people. You shall provide out of all the people able men. In other words, they got to be competent. Such as fear God. Why? Because if they don't fear the Creator, there's no way in the world they're going to fear a creation that does not see everything that they do. Men of truth. Why? Obviously. People should tell the truth. It's a virtue that seems foregone a lot of times in the United States, in public office. Hating covetousness. Why? Because they won't accept bribes. And you'll notice that bribery or treason are both offenses that that demand impeachment. And place such over them, over yourselves, to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Of course, that's exemplifying federal, state, county, and local jurisdictions. Comes right out of the Bible. This is where we got these wonderful ideas that are found in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights. Now, we've already got a call. I'm going to give the number one more time to answer the questions. What does the First Amendment deal with? That's one question. What does the Second Amendment deal with? What does the Fourth Amendment deal with? That's three questions. And what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? Call the Sons of Liberty, 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We'll be happy to put you on the air and talk about these great values. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, folks, you're back with the Sons of Liberty. Now, I have got four questions that I asked on that first segment, and so far I have one caller, so I need three more of you to load up the lines here. And I'm going to take this call, but I'm going to give you the number one more time, 1-877-807-9977. I need three more folks on the line here. What does the First Amendment cover? What does the Second Amendment cover? These are two separate questions. What does the Fourth Amendment cover? That's a third question. And what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? What was written first, drafted first? Now, I'm reminded of the words of Christ. And, folks, I just want to share with you my world. I feed on this stuff. This is Christ. This is your Christ, Christian, the one that gave you liberty. In Luke chapter 19, verse 47, this is what it says. And I love it. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests... We're talking power structure, folks. The chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people. It means the dignified. Those dignified folks in society sought to destroy him. They could not stand Christ. And could not find what they might do. For all the people were very attentive to hear him. Folks, if you're like me, you're attentive to hear the words of Christ. Not with the chief priests, the chiefs and the scribes and the chiefs of the people. No. What do the words of life have to say? But they couldn't find what they might do. They couldn't destroy him because the people were very attentive to hear him. I love that. Now, we've got a caller from Tennessee that's got an answer to one of my four questions. So let's bring him aboard right now. Which question would you like to answer, sir? Wait, where in Tennessee are you at?
In Seymour. It's outside of Sevierville or Knoxville.
Oh, okay. So you're up in the northern part. Is that correct? Knoxville's up north,
isn't it? It's eastern Tennessee in the mountains, Smoky Mountains.
Okay, so Knoxville's not in the north. Wow. Anyways, my question. The question I have an answer for. Which question would you like to answer? You can only take one of them.
Well, the First Amendment's pretty easy.
Okay, go ahead and give me that. Shoot away.
And now you're talking about, okay, you asked me the question.
Okay, what does the First Amendment entail? What does it discuss? I don't need you to quote it to me, but if you want to, you can. But what does the First Amendment cover? What was the purpose of it?
Well, First Amendment covers freedom of speech.
Yep, freedom of speech, that's right. Anything else in there that you can embellish on? It does cover speech, you're correct.
Well, no, basically, that's the gist of what I know of the First Amendment.
Okay.
It basically gives you the right to assemble and the freedom of speech and that sort of thing.
That's right, and the right to assemble, thank you, and to petition the government for a readdress of grievances. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. You are a prize winner, sir. Now, you can petition the government for a redress of grievances. I'm going to read it. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, protects your religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right. Now listen to this. Or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble. We're going to cover Mr. Paul Ryan, Representative Paul Ryan out of Wisconsin, did a meeting, and there was people arrested at his town hall. And I do not agree with the context of why these people were arrested. They were practicing their First Amendment right. So we're going to cover that topic, but I have another caller who wants to answer another question that we have. So just keep that in mind. We're going to cover that First Amendment today, as we do most programs. We have John from California. Whoops, John dropped. John, call us back. I want to pick you up. Folks, I have three other questions left. We've answered now. What does the First Amendment entail? What does the Second Amendment entail? What does the Fourth Amendment entail? And what was written first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? I'm going to break right into this while we wait for John from California to give us a call back in. Not sure what happened with him. But any of you other folks that want to call in and give me these answers, I need your input. 1-877-807-9977. You know, the most boring teachers in school were the ones that just yapped the whole time and never asked you questions. I barely ever learned unless I was interacting. And, folks, that's why the Sons of Liberty want you on the air. So 1-877-807-9977. It's not enough for you to just hear what we know. It's enough for you to participate. That's how freedom grows, folks. Liberty and freedom is a participation, we couldn't really call it a sport. It's a participation lifestyle. That's what it is. Yeah, I like that. Let's patent that one. Protesters arrested, kicked out for disruption at Rep. Paul Ryan's town hall meeting. Paul Ryan was greeted what was considered a norm at a Wisconsin town hall event. Protesters outside for and against Mr. Ryan. Protesting carried over into the banquet hall as well, which is where he was sharing. I believe he was sharing for a Rotary Club. Now, the attendees were asked to show respect for the congressman and to hold their questions until the end of the banquet. That was the protocol laid out. For the first 30 minutes of this hour-long meeting, this just wasn't the case. And I want you to listen. The First Amendment, right? Protecting the freedom of speech, the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. These people have a right to come and protest, Mr. Paul Ryan. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with the protesters, but they have a right to do that. Because if they don't, then what gives you or I the right to protest for that which is right? That's why that amendment was set there. There was nobody swinging baseball bats, nobody swearing, nobody screaming. But this is what happened. This is what some of the questions were. Our debt is out of control. Okay, we've got some people lining up right now to answer questions. Let me cover this topic, and then I'm going to pick you guys up. I promise I will do that. Our debt is out of control because of the tax cuts you're giving. Our unemployment in 2003 was 6.2%. These are people shouting out questions to Representative Paul Ryan, practicing their First Amendment. Now our unemployment rate is 9.1%. What are you doing to create jobs, Congressman? Well, unfortunately, instead of addressing that question, which would have been brilliant, Paul Ryan could have proved his point. That lady was shown the door. She was ushered out. Why? She's just asking her congressman a question. I don't agree with what happened here. That would have been a perfect pedestal for Mr. Ryan to step up to the plate and say, ma'am, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the federal government and we in Congress cannot create jobs. We can help deregulate and do tax cuts and things like that to create an environment that may be job-friendly, but that would have been his opportunity to straighten this woman out, and he might have won somebody. Instead, she was ushered out. You won't talk to us. How can we give our opinions to you when you refuse to talk to us, a woman said. She was ushered out as well. He could have took the opportunity right there to talk to her. Where are the jobs, Ryan? A man mentioned. And then he mentioned corporations along with it. And guess what happened to him? Where are the jobs, Ryan? He's asking the congressman. The congressman could have taken that opportunity to put back to him. I don't know. You tell me. You're the one supposed to be creating it. I'm supposed to be protecting your rights so you can create jobs. Awesome opportunity, but instead he's ushered off. I believe these people's First Amendment was being violated here. An older man got angry when Ryan mentioned entitlement programs and said he paid into unemployment, Medicare, and Social Security for 50 years, and then he got himself kicked out. That would have been a great opportunity for Mr. Ryan to expound upon the unconstitutionality of these entitlement programs and that they do not fall in line with Article 1, Section 8, which we're going to talk about in a little bit when we talk about food stamps. There's a lot to cover today, folks. After one woman ended up being escorted out of the hall, she said, "How are you going to put food on my table and help me support my family?" This is like the finish line. This is like a golden question. But instead of Ryan addressing it, she gets kicked off. I will say this, though. One of his supporters said, "This is how Representative Ryan's going to help you feed your family and put, you know, food on the table, etc." He said, "Get a job." Well, that's typically how I provide for my family. I'm not sure about you folks. This woman's not above that. Three people were arrested, and they're in custody now because they resisted police attempts to get them to leave. "I'm being arrested because I spoke out against my congressman," one woman said. "Now, in my own house, I make the rules, but this is the public's house. Representative Ryan, I believe that there was an error in this town hall. I think it could have went a lot better, and I think you could have explained to the people because that's your job. That is your job, and they do have a First Amendment." Okay, we have Daniel from Tennessee. We got another Tennessee caller. Daniel, which question would you like to answer, the Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, or what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights?
Let's go with the Fourth Amendment.
Okay, please explain.
The Fourth Amendment, to be secure in our persons and property, shall not be violated. Mm-hmm. And they violate that every day when they give you a drug test or they come to your house and say, "I'm coming in," and they don't have a warrant or nothing. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that all of the Fourth Amendment is probably the one that's most violated.
It is.
When you get a drug test, it violates your Fourth Amendment to be secure in persons.
Okay, now I don't know what context you're talking about giving a drug test here, but I do want to say this.
I'm talking about for a job or anything.
Sure. Well, you're not lawfully required to get a job. I mean, the law doesn't force you to get a job. So if I'm an employer and I want to give drug tests, I don't think that's an infringement of the Fourth Amendment. Hey, if you don't want to work for me, go find another job. I give drug tests here. I don't see that as an infringement of the Fourth Amendment.
But what I'm saying is it starts out to be the Fourth Amendment is to be secure in your persons and property.
Right. Thank you.
And technically, a drug test violates the Fourth Amendment.
Okay, Daniel, you know what? I've got to go to a break. I'm going to cover the topic of the Fourth Amendment. And thank you so much for calling in to answer this question. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you back. Thanks for being with us again at the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, I have two more questions left. Thank you so much, you guys from Tennessee. You're answering my questions. I've got somebody from California now. What is the Second Amendment address? And what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? We'll be right back on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
"You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable."
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I am so delighted to get your feedback on this. And so far, everybody's answered the questions right. We got two down and two to go. And Dan from Tennessee, if you're still listening, please call back. I want to talk to you about the Fourth Amendment because I have a little piece I need to get your feedback on. So Dan in Tennessee, if you're still listening, please call back. We're going to discuss that Fourth Amendment. For right now, I've got John in California. I don't want to lose him again. So, John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, sir. What question did you want to answer? Do you want to take a stab at what came first, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights?
Constitution came first. Bill of Rights is the amendments, isn't it?
That's correct. That is correct. So the are you saying the Constitution came first?
Correct.
That is right. Now, you know, many of the Anti-Federalists would not have voted in favor of the Constitution if it didn't have a Bill of Rights. Do you remember which gentleman from the state of Virginia, that's a hint, said was the champion for the Bill of Rights?
I'm going to suppose Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson definitely agreed that we needed a Bill of Rights, but he was not in the country at the particular time. Take another stab. There is a university named after him.
Washington?
Washington was definitely from Virginia. That's correct. It was actually George Mason.
Well, I was going to say George Mason, but I'm not well enough studied to know that he was actually that deeply involved. You know, I was going to stab at George Mason, but I was thinking, I don't know if he was one of the founders there.
Well, he was at the convention, and he actually wouldn't sign the Constitution. But I understand you're from California. Maybe you guys have a different kind of public school system over there. I'm just kidding.
Hey, easy, easy.
My son's
just entered eighth grade, and they're going to be studying the Republic. So.
Are they really? Good. I'm glad to hear you refer to it as the Republic. It's important to understand that we had a Constitution, but one of the arguments that the Federalists had is, why do we need a Bill of Rights? Alexander Hamilton and Madison both discuss this. Why do we need a Bill of Rights? The government doesn't have the right to give us any right. The only purpose of the Constitution is to tell the government what it can do. It gives it parameters.
Yeah, but it's limited. Exactly. What its limitations are.
That's exactly right. We have express powers, implied powers, delegated powers. Now, why they wanted a Bill of Rights is because you can see the Anti-Federalists were very far-sighted. They knew, and you can find this on my Twitter, folks, at ConstitutionJM, but this is a good quote. Government big enough to supply everything you need is big enough to take everything you have. As government grows, liberty decreases. That was by Mr. Thomas Jefferson. He said history teaches that. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So would you agree that our Bill of Rights was a good idea to place in our Constitution as amendments to our Constitution?
I think without it, we'd be in pretty big trouble.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we just had a gentleman, and Dan hasn't called back, so I'm going to ask you. We have the Fourth Amendment. It protects our rights, our private property, the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause. So in other words, warrants can be your private papers, persons, and effects can be searched. But there has to be probable cause, number one, and there has to be a warrant, and it has to be supported by oath or affirmation. It's not like somebody can just write up a warrant. So there's got to be a considerable threat or what have you, reasoning, to search somebody. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you familiar with Congressman Ron Paul?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're going to vote for him.
Okay, fantastic. Well, good for you. Now, I don't know if you watched the debates last night. I had a chance to catch some of the clips of this, but Ron Paul was questioned. And they were disputing that his libertarian views would of government regulations would make it less safe. It could threaten passengers' safety. That's what they said to Ron Paul. And Ron Paul disagreed with that. He disputed the view of government regulations actually does not help airline security. And then he pointed the finger back and said, well, look at what government policy did in 9/11. They told pilots they couldn't have guns. They set the stage for things like that. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think he's correct. It just seems like the more government gets involved in our business and they're trying to regulate or just mandate us to go along with their policies that they dream up, I think, even though, you know, they say for our safety, well, it's just we can protect them.
You got it.
We can do our own thing. We don't need them spoon-feeding us every step of the way.
I completely agree, John. Now, I think there is some room for maybe some federal regulation in international airports just because of the fact that international airports deal with jurisdictions that the federal government, and we say federal, that means shared powers. They have jurisdiction in. But when we're just dealing with state to state, now these are private enterprises. Airports aren't owned by the federal government, but a lot of folks growing up in this day and age wouldn't know any different. They would think that it is such. My thoughts and my view is that if a private enterprise has valuables, for instance, banks, when they transport money, they don't just send it in a convertible. They send it in an armored car with men with guns protecting it. So the airports should be doing the same thing to their passengers. They should be the one to come up with the thought processes and the policies. But it seems to me now, John, is that we've got bureaucracies created and that airports don't have to deal with security. They just put that bill on the federal government. So there's this give a little, take a little with private enterprises, which I think cripples our economy, and it cuts down on competition, and it causes things to become more central. Now, remember what Thomas Jefferson said, government big enough to supply everything you need, i.e. security at airports, is big enough to take everything you have. Now you have TSA men that barely have any type of classification of credentials. I love that word, credentials.
Exactly. It's like, what, do they maybe graduate high school?
Yeah, if that. I don't even know if that's even required. But those are the type of people that are now, remember, when government's big enough to supply everything you need, including your security in an airport, they're big enough to take everything you have at the hand of TSA agents. It's insane. Liberty decreases, and I would say that it is. We had a governor here in the state of Minnesota that had said, and I believe it was Mr. Tim Pawlenty, traveling is a privilege. It's not a right. And now, if you look at that in terms of what he's saying, what he's doing is justifying the searches and things like that of the TSA. What would you say to that if I was to say, well, traveling is a privilege. It's not a right. So your Fourth Amendment doesn't have any bearing here.
But as far as privilege goes, it's something that we do pay for. But, I travel, they say that, you're having a driver's license is a privilege because based on the fact that you're, I guess, traveling on the roads that are paid for by the government. But here with the airlines, you're paying for a service.
Yep.
And a service isn't a privilege, it's a right. Mm-hmm. You're paying for a good, good service.
You got it.
It should be up to the airlines to handle their own security.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely. John, thank you for sticking with me so long on the air here. And thank you for calling in. Again, I think Heather's going to send you something here. We appreciate you calling all the way from California. Folks, there's people in California that are good-thinking people all over these great United States. I want to comment lastly now when people say that driving on the highway is a privilege. That's why you need a driver's license, et cetera. Notice when you drive on the highway, a police officer can't just pull you over and search your car. There has to be reasonable cause. Now, we can apply the same concept to the airlines. For a governor to say that traveling is a privilege, he makes one point. But you don't do away with constitutional rights just because you're taking advantage of a privilege. There is no constitutional right that's not protected by law. But if, like Jefferson said, a government is big enough to supply you everything you need, when the government starts supplying free enterprise with what it should be taking care of, they're going to be big enough to take everything from us. Now, Napolitano tells us that pretty soon we're going to be able to keep our shoes on. Now, why do I bring up these topics? Because if you go back to, for instance, the Gospel of John, if you want to be set free, America, it's not found in deliberating and debating the Constitution. It's found in redemption of Christ. That's where liberty is. You can be smart. You can be sharp. You can be a constitutionalist. That will not save you on Judgment Day. It's just not going to. You might even prosper and benefit in a nation and be free. But all roads lead to the judgment seat. As the musician Keith Green said, all roads lead to the judgment seat. Doesn't matter where. 10 out of 10 people die, folks. We're exalting these principles because God is the author of liberty. That's why. So with our Fourth Amendment, we don't give that up just because we're about to get on an airplane, just because we're going to benefit from a privilege. Now, that privilege wasn't given to us by the government. It's paid for by your money in a free enterprise system. That free enterprise system should protect their valuable passengers. I think it's much better left up to them and not a gigantic bureaucracy system. Folks, we have one more question left. What does the Second Amendment encompass? What does it talk about? What is in the Second Amendment that's protected by you? Now, I want to play a quick clip. I don't know. Do we have enough time to play the new clip? Okay, we don't have enough time for that. We talked about the First Amendment, how Mr. Paul Ryan, and now we've talked about the Fourth Amendment, when Ron Paul was, they were kind of squaring up on Ron Paul, saying, well, your libertarian approach to security could threaten passenger safety. And he shot back, well, government regulation kept pilots from carrying guns. And what happened to the terrorist attacks in 9/11? Pilot didn't have a gun. Looks like a man with a box cutter wins. That was a government regulation, folks. The government could never do something like that. Yes, they do make mistakes, and they need to quickly reconcile their mistakes. Otherwise, you and I keep losing more and more liberties. Our liberties decrease. Now, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution talks about the issues that the government has the ability, the Congress, excuse me, to tax and spend on. Now, if any of you guys can answer this question, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-809-977, where do all revenue bills originate? Which branch of the federal government? And specifically in that branch, where do all revenue bills originate? When we say revenue, that means bills that are going to have to raise money, because then the government can't make money. It's got to take it from you or I. It requires that. It doesn't have industry that can make money on. Folks, we'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to talk about, should food stamps be accepted in restaurants? Why? Because it has everything to do with morality. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. I still need you to answer. What does the Second Amendment encompass? We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Speaker Gingrich, it sounds like we've got a genuine philosophical disagreement. In Massachusetts, a mandate, almost no one uninsured. In Texas, a more limited approach, about a quarter uninsured. Who's got the better end of this argument?
Well, I'm frankly not interested in your effort to get Republicans fighting each other.
You
would like to puff this up into some giant thing. The fact is, every person up here understands Obamacare is a disaster. It is a disaster procedurally. It was rammed through after they lost Teddy Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. It was written badly. It was never reconciled. It can't be implemented. It is killing this economy. And if this president had any concern for working Americans, he'd walk in Thursday night and ask us to repeal it because it's a monstrosity. Thank Every you. Person up here agrees with that.
Right. Awesome. Yes! Brother Newt! Brother Newt!
Very well said. Very well said! Folks, did that not exemplify your thoughts? Any common thinking American? I like that. That was a very good point that he made. And unfortunately, I've only got one more segment left, and I've got somebody who called in that wanted to answer a question, but listen to that, America. That type of leadership, and I'm not putting a plug in for anybody, but that's how our leaders need to start speaking. Start calling a spade. Don't let them divide right. Look, you can't have, right can't be divided. Wrong can be divided from right. And when I'm talking about right, I'm talking about moral principles. There is no constitutionality. I'm speaking specifically of Obamacare. No constitutionality. We just got done talking about Article 1, Section 8. And perhaps Terry from Missouri, you can explain to me where do all revenue bills originate? There is no constitutional authority for Obamacare, especially not pressing it upon the states when they are wanting to reject it. Terry, can you give me the answer to where all revenue bills originate?
I believe that they originate in the House of Representatives.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding. Good job, Terry. That's exactly where they do. Do you know why they originate in the House of Representatives?
Well, they are in charge of finance. They are in charge of the Congress is in charge of coinage,
Before we deliberate on all that, you're exactly right. But this is why. If the people of the United States of America are going to be taxed for the federal government to do something, then the people should be the ones to bring it up and say, hey, I want to be taxed. The House of Representatives directly represents the people because they vote on their on the folks that come into Congress. They vote on it popularly. So when the people decide that, you know what, the federal government needs to do this, then the people should be the one to bring it forth, and they're represented in the House of Representatives. You hit the nail right on the head, Terry. You are a constitutional scholar. Are you a daughter of liberty?
Yes, I am a daughter of liberty.
I love it. What part of Missouri are you from? We've got street teams down there.
We live in north central Missouri, kind of out in the middle of nowhere here.
Okay, out in the middle of nowhere. But liberty is alive out in the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Yes. They've had some rallies in Kansas City, which I'm about an hour and a half away from.
Okay.
And that I've been to. It's great.
You know what? People around this country need to hear your story. You live in the middle of nowhere, you say. You understand what the Constitution says. You're driving to rallies to perpetuate liberty and that blessing of liberty, as our founders did in the preamble of the Constitution, to our posterity. And I think everybody across the country, thank you very much, Terry. I think everybody across the country needs to understand that there is Terrys all over the place. There is Daughters of Liberty that say, hey, hold on a second. This Obamacare thing, why are you trying to divide us about, well, is it good or isn't it good? No, it doesn't even exist. Off the table. It's not in there. Article 1, Section 8 tells us, you know, the right question is, and again, this president has no respect for the Constitution. No respect. Not when you ramrod something that doesn't exist in there because of the own power that you take. I want to give you another example of something. Food stamps. Should food stamps be accepted in restaurants? Folks, what do you think? I'm going to give you a chance to chime in on this. Should food stamps be accepted in restaurants? 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Should a person who applies for federal benefits, food stamps, those are federal folks. Now, they're state regulated, but they're federally given. Should they be able to apply for food stamps and then go out to eat with them? I'm going to give you a little. I go shopping. I don't get food stamps. And when I go shopping, I have a family of four. I generally spend about $200 a week on groceries. Now, there's about 45 million people using food stamps as a safety net at a cost of about $64 billion annually. 45 million people on food stamps costing the federal taxpayers $64 billion annually. And I did the math. That's about $1,400 per person. They get $1,400 in food stamps per person. And the way I did the math, if this person's married and has four kids, that's about seven shopping trips on your back. And now on top of that, they're saying, we want to go out to eat. Well, I would say my budget to feed a family of four at an economical restaurant, I'm talking about a step below Perkins. I think I'd probably die quicker. But a step below Perkins, you might as well cut that budget into about a fourth because you're going to spend way more money going out to eat. So now you've got food stamp shoppers, instead of getting groceries to feed their family for 7 weeks if they have a family of four, now they're going to go to Perkins and take them out for two meals. Nope, I did the math wrong there. I'm talking about two meals per week. Two meals per week. instead of feeding yourself for an entire... But the concept still remains. Okay, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. This is what it says, specifically. This is what the House of Representatives has the ability to collect taxes for. Collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. To pay debts, okay, that's good. We need to pay our federal debts. We can't even get them to do that! Provide for the... They want more money! They want to create more debt. Folks, just an FYI, in case you don't realize how this works, they're predicting that the next generation is going to have children. They're already putting those children in hock for the debt bill. That's what they're doing. They're taking the fact that you live and breathe, and they're using you as collateral to get more money. That's how it comes before you're even alive. They're tagging it on your head. To pay debts, provide for the common defense, that's our military, of course. Can we get them to protect our borders? That was a different topic. It was yesterday. There's so many rabbit trails to go outside of this. But I want to get to this. And this is what you can collect taxes for, duties and imposts, according to the Constitution. And general welfare of the United States. General welfare. So what I decided to do is go to the dictionary. What does that word general welfare, does that include food stamps? Does that include health care? General, properly relating to a whole genus or kind. That means the whole. Now, I know there's more than 45 million people in this country. But in order for us to tax the people of this country, it has to be for the welfare of everybody in general, not specific. 45 million people is specific. I'm going to digress for a second because I want to finish this ludicrous argument. Four states, California, Florida, Michigan, and Arizona, right now, are permitting food stamp use in restaurants and have all mentioned that it was done to help elderly, disabled, and homeless people. Folks, who used to take care of the elderly, disabled, and homeless people? I'll tell you who did. I'll tell you whose jurisdiction it was, and they took great pride in doing it, and they did a great job of it. It was our churches. Well, first, it was our families. We didn't just kick grandma out because she was an inconvenience to us and we like to go to the bars on the weekends and get a babysitter for the kids. But, you know, grandma's really a drag. You forget the fact that she changed my poopy butt for 3 years of my life. Or two. It depends how quickly you got trained. But chances are, if you have that type of mentality, it probably took at least three. Maybe you're still wearing diapers. I don't know. But grandma should have been provided for by her family. But because our family unit becomes destroyed, it becomes under attack, and we don't have that to fall back on. Now we're debating whether we should give elderly folks food stamps so they can go out to eat with them. When you miss God's law, you spiral out of control, folks. God ordained the family. God ordained the church to take care of these things. Not a federal government, because, and I end on this, just like I talked about on Twitter, Constitution JM, you can find our Twitter feed. A government that is big enough to provide all of our rights is big enough to take all of those rights away. Folks, we'll be right back with you tomorrow at thesonsoflibertyradio.com. Thanks for tuning in.